Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray, the best bits.
DJ from Colchester has come up with a genius way to deter people from requesting overplayed songs that don't fit the occasion. Colin Gingell-Good, a.k.a. DJ Press Play, has been in the industry for 17 years. He's recently introduced a price list for inescapable tracks.
Nice.
Basically, if you are insisting on him playing a song that he doesn't want to play, he'll play it on the basis that you pay him a significant price associated with the track.
It's pay for play, yeah.
Let me call Colin and then we'll hash this out.
This could be a nice little learner, actually, if you get back into the DJing circuit.
No one has ever asked me to DJ.
Right. The offers have dried up.
Even when it comes to radio, people have asked me to stop DJ. It's ringing. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is that Colin?
It is.
Hello, Hi. Sir. Ray Foley calling from Today FM in Dublin in Ireland. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Yourself?
Good. Everyone's talking about your price list as a DJ up in the DJ box. You've been working as a DJ for 17 years. Are you regularly working? Do you work most weekends?
I DJ every weekend. I've got a residency at a really cool music venue in Colchester called Coda.
Coda?
It's a great venue. Lots of like live music, lots of live bands. Every night is something different.
Right. Well, that's it sounds. Do you know what? It's been a long time since I've been clubbing. Is it a club or a bar or a late bar situation you've got?
It's a music venue, so it's open till 2 a.m.
Gotcha.
So we'll have bands. I'll be playing music from 7 o'clock. We'll have a band. So we'll do one, maybe two sets. And then I carry on the party right the way through till 2 a.m.
Wow, so you're fully on. How accessible are you in terms, like physically? Because there are some great DJ boxes that are like, the punters can't get anywhere near me.
Fort Knox.
This is brilliant.
I wish I had the Fort Knox. No, I'm right in the middle of the stage with my booth. I'm quite exposed.
they can get up to you, can they?
They can. I mean, don't get me wrong, we have chains across the front and everything, but they can still come around the side, but... I think if someone's going to want to come up to the booth, they're going to find a way.
Right, yeah. I suppose, and that's the thing. When people have had a few drinks in them, they do find they manage to maneuver an obstacle course of security and gates and whatever's in their way. They manage to find the determination and grit to make their way to the DJ box. So
yeah, that's right.
Let's have a look at your price list then. Have you formulated this list on the basis that you think they're crap songs, or
it's more they're overplayed.
Right.
I mean, I think Wonderwall's crap. I'm not going to lie there.
Shots fired! Oh my god!
0874100.
No, stand by, please, Colin. Before you start being blasphemous on our airwaves, okay? I would like to declare and be absolutely 100% clear with the listening audience. These are the views of one man in Colchester.
We would also like to add that Oasis are not here to defend themselves.
They're not here to defend themselves.
That's a shame.
Scurrilous accusation. So you hate Wonderwall?
Yeah, it's just the way they draw out the words. I just don't like Gallagher's voices in any shape or form. Don't get me wrong. I've always been a firm believer of if someone's been around long enough, there'll always be a song that you'll like by that band. And there are songs that I do like.
From Oasis. Who do you like? What do you like from Oasis? Redeem yourself.
So I like Morning Glory. She's electric. Roll with it. Cigarettes and Alcohol. They're all great songs, but the problem I have with Wonderwall is more of the fact that it's the people that come up and request it. I guarantee if I've got a floor that's moving, all the ladies are going to stop dancing and all the guys are going to be squawking it out, all out of tune, because they're like 10 pints in. And it's going to sound hideous, and it's going to kill the floor.
That's the thing that's the thing that people generally, and even more so when they've had a few drinks, they don't understand that it's your job to keep them dancing or keep them engaged.
Yeah.
And they're like, all we want to do is come on and sing with our mates and sing Wonderwall with each other, and it means so much to us. But no, you slowly swaying from side to side, drunk, pint in hand, is not a party.
That's it. And you've got karaoke bars for that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm more interested in the whole floor and keeping the whole floor moving rather than three or four guys absolutely blathered.
So that's the Oasis fans devastated. What else? Yeah. Who else are we insulting this afternoon?
We got Sex on Fire, Kings of Leon.
Oh my God.
Again, I just think it's so overplayed.
Oh my God.
Today FM.
Oh, Kings. They're in Dublin, aren't they? They are. Yeah, are they?
They're on the way if they're not here already.
Yeah, we were playing the ad earlier on. Tickets available now for Kings of Leon live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Them live. So Kings of Leon, again, just over requested then.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and there are so much better songs. I mean, Closer, for instance, or You Somebody. Two great songs. I just think...
Would you play them? Would you play either of them in a DJ set?
I would, if the night's right.
Okay.
So this is the thing. It's got to fit. I mean, like, for example, I was doing a seven-hour straight 90s Ibiza night. And it was like a full-on mix. It was full-on. And I was still getting people coming up to me going, hey, can you play Metallica? And I was like, what damn hit did Metallica have? Because I never remember hearing it.
Or you could go and dig out a dance version of a Metallica song, but they'd probably hate that even more than
they would.
Yeah, than a song.
And again, it's about keeping the flow going. I mean, I did an old school hip hop night, and I got asked for Charlie XCX and Taylor Swift. And I'm just, again, I kind of answered with, what collaboration did Charlie do with like Ice Cube, or what collaboration did Taylor do with Wu-Tang Clan? It didn't happen.
I can't play it. You seem not to be particularly shy about being brutally honest with them, because I do the opposite. When people come up and ask for a song, I go, oh yeah, no problem, I'll get it on in a few minutes, and I'm lying, I will never play it, but that makes them eventually go away.
Oh okay, I've tried that, but I think it doesn't make people go away anymore. They will literally stand at the front of the stage yelling at me and being abusive. I mean, I get everything from, oh my God, you're a great DJ, the music you're playing is fantastic, and then they ask me for the request, and when I tell them I can't play it, they're hurling abuse, saying, you're the worst DJ I've ever heard in my life. But yeah. It's like, how can I go from great to zero in just because of the word no?
Yeah.
No.
Well, in fairness, you're in safe hands, sir, because I am reliably informed that I'm the worst DJ. The worst DJ in Ireland anyway. That's pretty well established. Isn't that right, JP?
I don't believe that.
Yeah, it's pretty well established. We've got Mr. Brightside, The Killers. Is that your most expensive one on the list?
It is. That's down £1,000.
Wow.
I know. I've never... It's so overplayed. It's not that I've got anything against The Killers. It's just that song... I know what's going to happen, and I know the type of person that is going to request it, no matter what night I'm playing at, whether it's soul, funk, whether it's alternative, whether it's rock. I guarantee they're going to come walking towards me, bowling up, eyes rolling, 20 pints in, and they're going to go play Mr. Brightside.
He's just described me.
You've been at a riff holy gig.
He's literally...
I think I have.
let's see, the... I suppose at the moment, are there any kind of... Well, I suppose the Euros are on. Are there any football-themed requests?
Well, to be fair, again, I really... I just forgot the name of it.
Well, there's three lines, isn't there?
Okay, Sweet Caroline. It's I don't get me wrong. I like the song. It's just... I guarantee it's... All the women stop singing. All the guys huddle around in a circle. The pints are going up everywhere, and they're singing out of tune, and it sounds hideous.
Is that an England supporters song?
I think it's a football song.
Is it?
Yeah, they all go crazy for it.
All right, okay. I wouldn't know. The question I suppose that everyone's going to want to know, you're putting these prices on these massive songs, like a grand sterling for Mr. Brightside.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever paid it?
No.
Oh, right, okay.
But the best thing is, I've never charged anybody for any of these songs. It's meant as for people who are okay about it, and you know, if they come and ask a request and I say I can't make it work because it won't fit, they're the kind that say, oh, no, well, thank you anyway. And so they will see it as a joke. It's the ones that come up and start getting abusive and aggressive because I won't play the song. I just go, look, either you got a grand or get off my stage. But the thing about my sign is, it does say at the bottom, thank you for your money. And if people can't receive that that's a joke from that, then, they won't, will they? 20 points in.
It is on them, yeah. Do you have any particularly good put-downs that you like to give people that are giving you stick?
Not really. I just put some kind of point at the crowd, because the main thing is they will always
dancing.
Oh, yeah, but me and my two friends will dance to it. We'll lose ourselves to it. I'm saying, yeah, but I've got a floor full of people there that are already losing themselves to the music I'm playing. Yeah. They're loving this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to empty the floor for you.
Hop out to you and your pal can hop out to the smoking area and listen to Spotify between you and your shared earpods. Aaron is on. He says, I have to agree, lads. Wonderwall. Oh, my God. We're setting off a movement here.
There's a groundswell of opinion here.
I have to agree, lads. Wonderwall is Oasis's worst song. I love Oasis, but that song is terrible. From Aaron.
Exactly.
David says, totally agree. Wonderwall drives me nuts. Shane and Athlone. Guys, we're not starting to moan here, okay? This is a joyous place. He would say that about Wonderwall. He's from the same town Damon Albarn is from. Is that the case? Is that true?
It is. It's out there.
This is a Blur versus Oasis thing. You're in the pocket of big Blur.
Yeah, that's it. It's Blur country.
Listen, sir. Colin, thanks so much for taking the call. DJ Press Play. You're on for bookings and gigs and parties. DJ_PressPlay_UK. We can find you there on Insta and on social. Listen, man, continued success. And let us know once someone forks out the grand for Mr. Brightside, okay?
Yeah, I definitely will. Thank you for having me.
Cheers, man. All the best. Much love. Bye.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!